You ready? I grinned, adjusting my earpiece. As I'll ever be. When I stepped off the bus, the air hit me differently. There was a kind of energy in the air, something electric that wrapped around me the moment my feet touched the ground. It wasn't nerves exactly, more like anticipation, excitement threading through me with each breath. This was the first real test of our band's future, and I could feel it in every step I took toward the venue. Inside, everything was a blur of last-minute sound checks, stage setups, and lighting adjustments. The headlining band's crew worked like a well-oiled machine, moving swiftly around us, but it didn't feel overwhelming. It felt right. Like I was where I was supposed to be. Sapphire Nights had a quick no-nonsense setup, our instruments, a brief check of the sound levels, and then we waited. The lights dimmed slightly as the first groups of people started trickling into the massive space. The headliner's name was plastered everywhere, but the few who showed up early glanced at us curiously, some already looking interested. Layla stepped up next to me, giving me a nod. Ready for this? I gave her a quick smile, adjusting my saxophone. Yeah, let's give them something to talk about. When we hit the stage, the crowd was still filing in, but as soon as the lights hit us, something inside me clicked. The world outside the stage disappeared, and it was just us, me, Layla, Ruby, Zoe, and Lena, locked into the music. Our set wasn't long, but it didn't need to be. We came out strong, opening with Full of Love, the crowd already moving along to the beat. The first song was always the hardest, but once we got through it, everything flowed. I felt my fingers move instinctively over the keys of the sax, blending into Layla's voice, and the crowd responded, more and more people making their way to their seats as the set went on. I saw heads bobbing, hands tapping along, and by the time we hit the chorus of Where's My Heart, I could feel the energy coming back at us. I caught Ruby's eye, and she gave me a wink, her bass line thumping like a heartbeat. This was why we did it, for these moments when the music connected and nothing else mattered. The song ended, and for a brief second, there was a pause, the crowd absorbing what had just happened. And then, cheers. Not just polite clapping, but real, enthusiastic applause. I exchanged glances with the band, each of us grinning like idiots. We were just the opener, but the response was real. As we turned to leave the stage, I heard it. A chant. At first, it was just a few voices, but then it grew, swelling in volume. Encore! Encore! I froze, mid-step, the sound rushing through me. An encore? For us? My heart skipped a beat as the realization hit. Layla turned back toward the mic, raising an eyebrow at the sound techs. They shrugged, and I could see the grin spreading on her face. She wasn't going to turn this down. We launched into one more song, completely unplanned, completely off the cuff, and the crowd, they loved it. As the final note rang out, the rush of joy hit me like a wave. I hadn't expected this. I hadn't expected any of this. But here we were, and I was riding the high of it. I couldn't help but smile as we left the stage, the cheers echoing behind us. This was my first real taste of what tour life was going to be like. And if this was just the beginning, I couldn't wait for what came next. Surprise! It was turning out to be one hell of an emotion. Chapter 2. Zane. The steady hum of the road beneath us had become a sort of background music, lulling me into a half-dream state as I sat in the back of the bus. The early excitement of the tour was still fresh, but there was also